Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path number six. So you all are working with the energy of the 13-4 and dolphin energy. And so what immediately comes to mind here is, especially with 13-4 energy, there's some kind of transformation or change that needs to take place that's foundational, that you're meant to build something beautiful from something maybe not so beautiful, or build something more solid from something that has been not so solid, right? And so this is a great time to take a look at your foundations and to make sure that whatever you're building on those foundations feels good for you, that it feels aligned, that it's, you know, from your heart center. And what's interesting is, because the four energy can sometimes be a little bit more serious, it's a little bit more about, okay, this is the job at hand, let's get it done, let's make sure it's done right. It can be very methodical, very practical, very, you know, systematic. And it's interesting because you've got this four energy that you're working with, that you're meant to be looking at your foundations, be looking at your security, your stability, and making any adjustments that need to be made so that it feels good. But it's interesting because then you also have dolphin energy, which is like the epitome of play and joy and being a trickster, you know, like having fun and not taking life so serious. So you have these like two, I don't want to say opposing forces, but two polarities, right? Where the four is much more, again, serious and specific and refined. And then dolphin is like, let's play, let's have a good time, let's enjoy life. So I think what's really coming through here is whatever it is that you are building at this time, whatever it is that you're embarking on, especially if it has to do with home life, your home environment, or the actual physical structure of your home, your body, any kind of foundational, your emotions, right? Like emotions come into play with four energy as well, like the deeper emotions, anything to do with your heart center. Make sure that you are infusing joy into whatever this is, this process, right? So if you are building something now, if you are, I don't know, even starting a family or whatever the case may be, make sure that you're not losing sight of the joy, right? That's what makes you happy, what makes you and your partner happy. Make sure you're doing plenty of that to keep it light, to keep it sort of jovial, because you can be serious and jovial at the same time, right? You can enjoy the process. Doesn't have to always be serious and rigid. The other thing that I like about dolphin coming through with the four energy is it really helps us to think outside the box, right? To do things a little bit more unconventionally, to have fun with the process, to still, you know, maintain that sincerity and make sure that we stick with it and we see it through to completion, but we can do it in a very light and jovial way while thinking outside the box and doing it differently, right? Doing it in a way that we might be unexpected. Because again, like dolphin energy can be a little bit of a trickster, right? And four energy is more of like institutions and systems and rules, right? So this kind of comes in and shakes it up a little bit. It basically is saying, whatever you're building now, you know, even if it's something traditional, do it in a fun way. Like infuse that fun into it and you will get the most out of it. If you try to have too much control over the situation, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to feel overwhelmed and want to give up on whatever this is, especially because of 13, right? You have 13-4 energy you're working with. So there's something that has to be changed, transformed in some way that is pushing you towards sort of a higher octave of that situation. So this can be like taking a relationship to another level, taking a situation to, you know, a higher octave, but it has to be done with lightness and joy and again, like following your heart center in a way that feels good. and isn't too serious, and where you're not trying to control the outcome piece by piece. So I really love these two energies together. It could be a really fun time. It could be a really serious time if you let it, or it could be a time where you're building a strong foundation and having a lot of fun in the process. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, sixes. Bye for now.